Good to be with you this evening. And I want to thank you again. Now that we have the mandate about wearing masks, I want to thank you for your patience, for your cooperation, and when you come on the church campus and when you're here to celebrate the Mass. It truly is a wonderful thing that you're doing, because you're helping us all to be safe and healthy. All I can say is you're awesome. That's the way I feel about you. The setting of this evening's gospel reading is so relaxing, and it is so inviting that it makes for a good summertime homily. Having been in a packed house, full house of people most of the day, Jesus stops, and now he goes out and he sits by the sea. See, the master loved the sea. Like, we love it. It's really nice. And this was the Sea of Galilee, but it's also commonly referred to as Lake Gennesaret. There's something about large bodies of water that appeal to the soul. They just sort of sink into the soul. For example, there's the gentle breeze that we feel on our faces as the wind dances on the top of the water's surface, or that rhythm of the water as it comes in and out, lapping up on the banks. As you think about that, can you remember a time of sitting on a lake shore and just feeling a strong sense of God's presence and that God was speaking to you? I bet we've all had that experience. And this is one of those times, because we listen to Jesus as he shares the parable of the sower. So I encourage you to sit back, relax, don't fall asleep though, and open your hearts to God. Jesus was well known for speaking in parables, and Matthew is full of parables as we're studying the Gospel of Matthew now. A parable, somebody described it as an earthly story with heavenly meaning. I think that's a good way to put it. Parables are intended to help us to better understand deep truth, because we can use examples of life experiences that we can relate to. Now, unfortunately, today, some of the parables of Jesus, they're a little more difficult to understand because things have changed over the past 2,000 years. Today's parable is definitely a good example of that. At that time, farming was the primary occupation of most everybody, but now it's the occupation of very few, as a matter of fact. And so we're not as well versed at understanding how farming works. But thankfully, in this area, some of us, probably most of us, have a flower garden or a vegetable garden. And that does help us to understand as we sow, as we nurture the soil. And got a question, how are your tomatoes doing? Are they doing good this year? So I can't wait to get some of those tomatoes now. All right, so don't forget me. Jesus presents us with three parts to this parable. It's a beautiful parable. It's one that we probably know by heart. It's the sower, the seed, and the soil condition. Those are the three parts. Now, who is the sower? Well, the master sower, we know who that is. That's Jesus. But you are sowers of the word as well. Did you know that Jesus has need of you to share his good news, to be a sower of the good news? Think about that. What a tremendous privilege and a responsibility that you and I have been given. Tremendous. It's mind-boggling when you think about it. Jesus is counting on each one of us, everyone who is here this evening, to do good in the fields of people's hearts that live within our lives, our world, you might call it, our community. The master sower, and then you are sowers. And what is the good seed that we are sowing? The good seed is the word of God. It is the word of God. It is the mystery of God's revelation. It's his mystery of great love and salvation for all of humanity through Jesus. And how wonderful is God's word. Although it's described in some places as being a very small seed, God's word possesses tremendous potential, tremendous potential to grow into something that is very large and beautiful once that it germinates in our hearts, once it takes root in our hearts, and that shell opens as the water swells the seed and it bursts forth and it grows into something that is beautiful. God has given that to us, and we need to sow that seed wherever we go. And what is the soil condition? That's the final part. Well, the soil is the receptivity of our hearts to receiving the good seed of God's word in our lives. It's like, how open are you to receiving what God has to share? And Jesus gives us four types of soil conditions. And each one of these are soil conditions in our hearts, and they each respond differently when God's word is sown. Now remember this, because we're not perfect in life, that all four of these soil conditions exist in everyone's heart at the same time. But we want to, of course, we want to see the good soil. That's why we garden in the first place, is the good soil. Well, the first soil condition is hardened soil. Nothing can take root in these areas of our hearts because the soil has become like concrete. I can remember as a little boy, Dad would say, okay, get the tiller and hit the garden. We had a big garden. And that first tilling of the year, that ground was hard as a rock. And it just beat me half to death as I was trying to, little guy that I was, trying to hold that tiller as it went through the soil. But after that, once the soil had loosened up and it had become softened, then it never was hard to do that again. So what are some of the hard conditions of soil? One is pride. It is pride, probably one of the biggest ones. And that is the belief that we're at the center of everything that takes place. Sort of the center of the universe. Another big one is bitterness. And we see a lot of that today. And bitterness comes from being hurt badly and not letting go. That's just like concrete, trying to get through that stuff. Now, sadly, those areas of our heart that have become compacted are hard to grow anything good. But fortunately, thanks be to God, we can change that if we desire. And that's the good news of Jesus. That's the word of God that he has to share with us. Hardened soil, like concrete. The second soil condition is shallow soil. It means it's not too deep. And what Jesus says is the seed, because it's not real deep, it can't sink its roots deep into the ground. And so what happens is, he says, during the heat of the day, when it's scorching outside, the roots are exposed and they dry up. The shallow regions of our heart, these represent those places in our lives where we receive the word of God with great joy, but we're not willing to follow through on them when we're under the pressure. For example, have you ever been challenged by the gospel and then get in a situation where you must choose between what Jesus asks of you and what others are asking of you, and you cave in to what others are asking of you rather than following what he asks? That's what he's talking about. There's a shallowness to the soil. And while the claims of the gospel, I don't agree with this, they're very challenging, but know this, it is for our good. I've never read anything in the scriptures that I've known that's not for our good. It's coming from God. And it says that when we let it take root, when we let it sink deep into our hearts, we will produce a tremendous harvest of joy in our lives when we follow through. The third soil condition is called weedy. Weedy. The seeds take root and they begin to grow, they begin to sprout, but the weeds choke out the little seedling as it begins to sprout. Weeds are what you might call competing desires and wants that crowd us from growing in our faith. Here's a couple of examples. We're too preoccupied to pray. We got too much on our mind to pray. Or we're too tired from everything else that we're doing to attend Mass. These are things that we need in our life. They're so important, and it just chokes us out. And a lot of times we don't even know it. So we must be very careful, as Jesus says, to not choke out the Lord in our lives, because Jesus wants to be, this is the beauty of Jesus, he wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. Why? Because he loves you that much. What greater love does the Master have? And then the final soil condition is good soil. Finally, we get to the good one. See, good soil, it's loose, it's deep, it's without weeds, and it is full of nutrients. I really find an old gardener saying to be very applicable here. Let's see how many of you know this one. It's better to dig a $5 hole for a 50-cent plant than to dig a 50-cent hole for a $5 plant. Have you ever heard that one? That's an old gardener's, old farmer's tale. But what is the meaning of that? Well, the meaning is that plants will definitely grow better when you plant them in good soil. You know, put your money into the soil, he says. Put it into that. And good soil, oh, that's good stuff, isn't it? That's the region of our heart that is teachable, is humble, it is open and receptive to God's word. And notice what Jesus says of the yield of the harvest. When we plant in good soil, the harvest is massive. It's massive. 30, 60, or even 100 times greater. It's just like picking corn, ears of corn. Of course, I had to look this up on the internet. How many kernels of corn are on one ear of corn? Well, they say between 500 and 800. That's what they say on the internet. But think about that. One seed, have you ever planted corn? One seed will yield 1,200 kernels at least. That's substantial. That's the bountifulness of God working in our lives. It brings tremendous joy and satisfaction that is beyond comparison. See, there's nothing more desirable, or since we're talking about corn, delectable than a bountiful life in Christ. That's just the way it is. He's so good. Man, he is so good. So I'd like to leave you with a couple of thoughts for reflection. Like with any garden, we all have the four types of soils in our lives. So our challenge is this, is to make the hard parts loose, the shallow deep, the weeds pulled, keep the weeds out, and the soil nutrients rich in order that the good seed may take root. So I asked you a question this evening. What's one thing that you can do in your life to be more open and receptive to God's word in your life? And the second is this. My dear friends, our world desperately, desperately needs to hear the good news of Jesus today. What's one way in this coming week that you can be a better sower of the word of God wherever you live? Happy gardening, and God bless all of you. I love you.